This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
10 after the hour, it is opening day, opening weekend for the Jumbo Shrimp against the Gwinnett Stripers, and we have got beautiful weather for it throughout this weekend. The Carnival and Street Fair this afternoon at 4 o'clock is when it gets going outside of 121 Financial Ballpark. Good family-friendly type venue ahead of Redshirt Friday and the first pitch just after 7 o'clock. Weekend looks great. You've got fireworks tomorrow night and then the day game on Sunday. That is one of many things going on this weekend in the 904 and now the 324. Head to our spotlight story at WOKV.com. There's a series of Good Friday events that are planned for today, including at the Florida Theater and the St. Augustine Amphitheater, as well as the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall. Speaking of the Florida Theater, tomorrow night, a couple of guys from the boy bands of the 90s are going to be back together on stage. Joey Fatone of NSYNC and AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys performing together at the Florida Theater. WOKV's Chase Bunker had a chance to sit down with AJ McLean ahead of his upcoming show. He says there's really never been competition between the two bands, and especially between AJ and Joey Fatone. Here he's talking about his wildest story on tour and life in sobriety.
You've been touring for years. What is the wildest tour story that you have?
I mean, I've got a few, but probably one of the craziest ones. We had a girl stow away on our bus in Germany. We left Hamburg. We were driving to Frankfurt. And about 3 hours into the drive, our manager went to go get in his bunk, and he felt a leg and pulled the blanket off. And there was a young lady who was trying to get to me. And we ended up stopping the bus, putting her in a cab, and sending her right back to where she came from. But had he not gone back to his bunk, she probably would have, who knows, maybe tried to get into my bunk while I was sleeping. I don't know, but it was definitely creepy. But yeah, that was definitely one of the strangest ones.
That is wild. First off, that's got to be horrifying to just go into your bed and just feeling a random leg. So it's like, I got to imagine those bunks are small. So you're like, wait a minute.
They are small.
Like that, they are small.
They're like mini coffins.
Jeez. Like,
yeah.
Do you guys, are you all like on different buses, or is it just like one giant bus essentially at that time?
It depends. Like if we're in the U.S. and Canada, we have our own buses because we'll bring our families and friends out. Mm-hmm. When we're in Europe, we have two buses. We'll split up, three guys on one, two on the other. And then the rest of the world is mainly flights, like South America, Australia, New Zealand. Those are all flights. Because there's really no buses, there's no bus routes, because you're flying across a lot of water. So,
because you're on the road a lot, what do you do in this, like in between shows?
I mean, when we have days off, if it's the right weather, I'm always on the golf course, or I go shopping, or I go out and do sightseeing. I'm a big fan of photography, so I've got a whole setup that I travel with. So I just try to get out. I've been to a lot of these cities before, but now through like sober eyes, going back to some of these cities that I wasn't sober in, it's like a whole new experience for me now. So I really get to appreciate all the places I've been now on a different level.
Part of my ignorance, was there just like a long period of time where you were just like absolutely like intoxicated, or
Yeah. It was on again, off again for probably a good 15 years.
How long have you been sober?
Almost 3 years.
Congratulations. Nice.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What was the breaking point that made you realize I have to get sober?
I was in Miami. I did a radio show. I went really hard. I flew home the next day. And when I got home, I still smelled like a bar. My ex-wife was not happy about it. But when I went to sit down and give my youngest daughter a hug, she wouldn't hug me. And I was like, "What's up, baby?" And she looked at me with a deadpan face. And she's like, "You don't smell like my daddy." And that was it. That was the breaking point for me. That was about as low as you can get.
Jeez.
And the very next day, I went back to my first meeting in a long time, and I've been sober ever since.
AJ McLean of the Backstreet Boys, now clean again. And speaking with Chase Bunker, you can hear more of their conversation, what it's like to do a show with Joey Fatone, how they're really two peas in a pod, he said. You can find that and listen to the full interview at WOKV.com. It's one of many events happening throughout the area this weekend. Head to WOKV.com for the full menu and rundown of the weekend as we spotlight it every week here on Jacksonville's Morning News.